last time. Lane Miller from the windup. The 0-1 pitch is low. One ball and one strike. So how are you going to spend your summer vacation? You got any big plans?
Not really. Probably fishing, working, and hopefully doing a little turkey hunting coming up here in a couple weeks. Yeah.
You got a season coming up?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. Strike two on lateral. One ball and two strikes. Miller back to the hill. From the windup, and here comes the pitch. Swing and a bouncer in front of the plate. They're going to say a foul ball. Where do you work then?
Right now, nowhere. I'm going to work for the Parks Department in town over the summer. And
good.
Make some money.
Yep. A lot of people have done that over the years. Very interesting to know how many people have worked for the Parks and Rec Department over the years here in Richland Center. Chopper up the middle, backhanded. No, the Hornets won't make the play. That's going to go into center field. And lateral reaches base. So one on with one away, back to the top of the order. And Nathan Johnson, he flew out to right field in the first and popped out in the third. Hitting in the fifth. Good to see Nate here. He was on with us earlier tonight. And he takes a lot of pitchers. Carries a lot of cameras. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time.
Yeah, he was at a lot of basketball games, too.
Yes, he was. Covers sports, as he mentioned. Works for the Monroe County paper. Here's the pitch. This one ripped towards short. Backhanded there by Wassinger. Throw to first with a long route. Nice stretch by Bosworth for the out. On the play, lateral goes to second base. So two away. Wassinger to Bosworth, and the batter will be Jack Graber. There have been times where I have seen Nate, and of course, as he mentioned, he does a lot of freelance work for himself, but during the wrestling season, I've seen him at tournaments, and he'll say, yeah, I was at Mineral Point earlier, I'm here, I'm going up to La Crosse, and he'll cover like three or four tournaments in one day as well. Pretty impressive. Miller ready, here's the pitch. That one is a ball.
Yeah, he does real good work. I've looked at some of his pictures before. He does good work.
Yep. Sure, he makes a lot of graduation parties as far as his photos. Here's the pitch. Popped up high in the air behind second. Cole Ossinger, the shortstop, drifting back. Can't get it. It drops in. And the runner is going to score all the way from second. Lateral comes in to score. It's 2-0 Dodgeville. That'll have to go as a hit. RBI for Graber. I've noticed a couple of times here, Hayden, where fielders have had a little trouble seeing it. I think it's kind of that time of night now where it's getting a little bit dark. Tough to pick that up.
Yeah, getting a little bit dark, and the sun's gone down, so sun's not a factor anymore. But
you're looking up kind of now into the sky, you know, and the ball's just a little hard to pick up. The lights haven't really taken effect yet.
Yeah, they're still kind of getting brighter as the game goes on. They're getting brighter. So,
runner leads at first. Miller back to work, and here's the pitch, and that's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to Riley Berg. He doubled and scored. Dodgeville's first run back in the first, and was hit by a pitch in the third. Miller ready, Graber on the run from first to second. It is a strike, throw to second, not in time, and it scoots through to center field, backed up by Brady Dosh. The runner Graber stays at second. He's in scoring position now in the fifth inning. So Berg will be back in with an 0-2 count now. Runner leads at second base for the Dodgers. Miller ready to the plate. That one is called a ball. One ball and two strikes to Riley Berg. Lights are on here at Richland Center High School. Been on for this half inning. Miller ready. There's the pitch down low. Good block by McDonald. The runner holds at second base. The count goes to two balls and two strikes. Donsville up 2-0. The Hornets trying to get back to the dugout. Miller ready. There's the pitch. He missed high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Timeout for McDonald to have a word with Miller. Looks like there's a soccer match going on out there.
Like all ages.
And it might be a little rugby mixed in, too. I'm not sure. Everybody having a good time tonight. Graber leads at second base. Full count offering to Riley Berg. There's the pitch. Chopped over the pitcher's head. The shortstop trying to make the play. Can't get it. It's going to drop in there. And Graber will score. It is 3-0. Dodgers. 2 runs across in the inning. That'll bring up Ben Hawkinson. Hawkinson will stand in. He has reached on an error, and he has hit into a fielder's choice. So the inning continues for the Dodgers. Miller with ball in glove. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball, and out of play. Just missed that truck. Ooh. Got a roof of a car.
I heard that one.
Nothing in one. See, people can pick out where they should park and where they shouldn't. You see the empty spots there.
Yeah.
The Mighty Vibe is, I think it's parked clear closer to Boaz. Long ways away. Nothing in one. The pitch is called a strike. 2 strikes on the batter. Ben Hawkinson now. Riley Berg back to first base. Bosworth playing the bag for the Hornets. The 0-2 from Miller. Here it is. Call strike 3. That'll do it for the Dodgers. Strikeout number 4 for Lane Miller tonight. Dodgeville scores twice in the inning on one base hit. There were 2 Hornet errors and 1 left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 5. Dodgeville leads it 3-0 over the Richland Center Hornets here on Senior Night and Parents Night at Richland Center High School on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Action coming up here on WRCO Radio, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. 3-0 Dodgeville in the lead. And Brady Dosh will lead it off, followed by Lane Miller and Jacob McDonald. Top of the Richland Center order here in the 5th. Johnson with the pitch. And that one is called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Brady looking for his first hit tonight. Here's the next pitch, ripped in the air. He kind of tomahawked it toward left. Is it going to get in there? No. Played by Aiden Murphy as he catches it into the outfield grass. Well played. Taking away a hit from Brady Dosh. One away. Lane Miller will be the batter. He reached on an error last time. Oh, it's starting to get a little cooler now, isn't it?
Yeah, the wind's starting to blow a little bit here.
After the 80-degree temperatures today, here's the pitch to Miller, fouled off and out of play. Nothing in one on Lane. He'll call time and stand back in. Johnson looking in for the target from Hawkinson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike two. Hornets need to get it going here today. They have four hits. I've only got Dodgeville down for two hits. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Hornets have committed three crucial errors here tonight. One ball and two strikes from Johnson from the windup. There's the pitch. Popped up. This should be playable. Who's got it? Man, it's got great hang time. And the first baseman, Berg, makes the play.
Two away.
Out number two. I mean, it kind of looked like he had trouble picking it up, didn't he?
Yeah, he was looking up there for a while trying to find it. Dropped down in the right spot in his glove.
Right. He had plenty of time because it was so high up there.
Oh, yeah, he had plenty of time. That was a high hit ball.
We had a dome here, that would have touched the roof, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jacob McDonald will be the batter. Nathan Johnson on the hill. Bottom of five here at RCHS. Here's the pitch. That one is called just a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. Bosworth on deck.
We're up a little higher than the rest of people. That wind is
yeah. A
little bit more breezy up here than it is down there.
Wind chill.
Yeah.
There's a swinging strike by McDonald. Count goes to one ball and one strike. I don't think I brought my wrap. Here's the pitch. It's going to be bounced toward third. Cut off there on the run by Honorbaum. Joey throws and got him over at first base. The Hornets go quietly and quickly here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the sixth inning. Dodgeville leads Richland Center 3-0 in high school baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
We go to inning number six, and it is a 3-0 Dodgeville lead. Lane Miller warming up for his sixth inning of work. Both pitchers have started and gone the distance so far today. Temperatures in the 80s today to start out, and now temperatures dropping quickly. A little bit of a cool breeze as well. 3-0 Dodgers lead. Again, they've taken advantage of some crucial miscues by the Hornets. A couple of hits, one in the first and one in the fifth. And Noah Pitts has walked once and grounded out. Here's the pitch from Lane Miller. It's swung on and piece of it, foul ball. Nothing in one. Got some finals coming in. The Filney flip phone tonight. Thanks our engineer, Tim Feed. Nothing in one. Lane Miller from the windup. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. Belmont has defeated Wazika Steuben in baseball, 4-2. Wisconsin Dells, 6-5 over Adams Friendship. Iowa Grant, 3-1 over Southwestern tonight. A softball final. Monroe has beaten Dodgeville, 6-4. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike on Noah Pitts. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. From the windup, here's the 1-2 offering. Reached out and bounced. Nice play by Gall, but he won't quite get it. It's a base hit for Noah Pitts. Boy, Isaac almost robbed a hit there. That line drive. Pitts is on with a hit, and that'll bring up Aiden Murphy for the Dodgers. Time call. I believe the Dodgers going to go with a courtesy runner. Number 10, Ryan Gorgon, is coming in to play. Be the runner at first base. I saw the Dodgers one game this year just for about 2 minutes. We took the air at Dodgeville at 5 o'clock, and by 5:01 the game had been called, and we were going home because of rain during this tricky spring. Aiden with the swing and a foul back. Murphy fouls it back toward the entry gate, and it is strike one. We've had all kinds of weather. I don't know if we had one where we were just extremely cold. I knew there were some days early in the season, but we were fortunate to be in booths when it was a little bit iffy. Here's the pitch. This one popped up on the infield. Who's got it? Making the call is Gould, and he hauls it in for the out. Isaac pulls it in, and one away for Brady Jabs. Brady is reached after being hit by a pitch, and he is grounded out. Top of six here at RCHS, and 3-0 Dodgeville. One on, one out. The runner is at first base. Here's the pitch by Miller. This one fouled off and back to the screen. Nothing and one to the batter. Some big games tomorrow in the area. River Valley and Ithaca, 10 o'clock JV time. Varsity around noon. Here's the pitch. Change up, back the batter away. One ball and one strike. A few conferences wrapping up. In fact, this is the last conference game for these schools this year. Here's the pitch. Reached out and ripped up the middle. Base hit. Two hits in a row for the Dodgers. And stopping at second is Pitts. Jabs at first base. He's got a hit. And the batter will be Joey Onorbaum. Two on with only one away. The Dodgers warming up a new man in the bullpen. Hornets now will have a conference at the mound. And I think Coach Ryan Lemke is out to have a word with his staff, his pitcher, and infield. Two aboard. We're in the sixth inning with only one away. Miller has been cruising along. He's had a good outing here tonight. This looks like it's just a word of encouragement visit to the mound by Ryan Lemke. He's assisted by Eddie Tabor and Chris Clerken. And, yep, mound visit is over. He walks off, and play resumes. Runners at one and two now. Pitts at second. Jabs at first. Onorbaum, the batter. Lane Miller ready. There's the pitch. And that one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Hornets holding out like at double play depth. Nothing in one to the batter. Runners lead at first and at second. Miller is set. The pitch bounced toward third. Foul ball this side of the bag and out of play. That will make it two strikes on the hitter. Getting ready for some summer activities and the many things going on. We talked to Emily Dolan on the morning show today and talked about some of the summer programs starting, signing up for the summer meals and whatnot. Here's the pitch by Miller. Oh, bullseye, strike three call. Nice pitch. And there are two away. Lane just brought it that time. Five strikeouts now for his night. And it's time for the number nine batter in the order, Luke Lateral, He has grounded out and reached on an error. Two on for the Dodgers and two away in the sixth. Here's the pitch. That one is taken down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Runners retreat and now get their tags. Miller set. 1-0 offering to the plate, and that one is taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. We'll be at the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Event tomorrow morning, bright and early. 1-1 offering. There's strike two called. 1-2 to the batter. Look forward to seeing a lot of runners and walkers in the... They'll salute the fire department, and you don't have to even do that. You can just come out and show support tomorrow at Kruska Park. 1-2 pitch. Oh, very close. Miller wanted it. It's ball two. 2-2 to the hitter. Pitts back at second. Brady jabs at first. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a little bit high. Full count. How's the popcorn, Hayden?
Well, pretty good. I got it for free. They're handing it out, but getting ready to close down. I heard a couple people told me to come up here and tell you to wake up. They could hear you snoring. So.
No, I wasn't snoring. I was worried about you getting popcorn. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Foul back.
I said, well, it's such a nice day. You probably heard the birds chirping.
No. I got my nap in today, so I'm not tired. Got a chance to get the nap, get a little mowing done. Nice afternoon to do that. Full count offering. Miller ready. The pitch for the runner going. Oh, it hit the batter. Hit batsman, and they are loaded up here in the sixth inning. Pitts goes to third. Jabs to second. Lateral to first. Back to the top of the order, and Nathan Johnson. Nathan looking for his first hit, and here comes Coach Lemke out of the dugout, and I believe this will be a pitching change for Miller. Second mound visit. So it looks like they're going to make a change. Good start here tonight for Lane, wasn't it? Thomas Hohner will check in. Thomas has soaked up a lot of innings this year for the Hornets. So he comes on in relief to start his warm-up pitches.
I was going to say, that one game me and you called together, he pitched the whole entire game.
Yes, he did. And he has come on like some long relief stints this year where he'll come on at the second or the third and finish it off. So he's been a workhorse for the Hornets this year, senior right-hander. So he gets the ball and we'll start the warm-up tosses. We are in the sixth inning. Bases are loaded with Dodgers and there are two away. We've got action coming up next week. We'll be in the high school softball tournament, some regular season baseball finales, and then tournament openers for baseball. Next weekend is Memorial Weekend already. And then, what do you said you had a couple of weeks of school yet, Hayden?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I think the week after Memorial Day we get out, so we have that Monday off, so
okay.
Have a four-day weekend, probably do some fishing and yard work.
What kind of fish are you fishing for?
Oh, bass, crappie, sunfish, anything you can catch. Some days it feels like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I never could catch any. I don't know. I don't think I was patient enough.
You know, they say sometimes the color of the hook really attracts a fish, which I find weird. But
really?
Yeah, I usually use a red hook.
A red hook?
Yeah.
That might have been part of my problem, too. Rusty nail, that probably isn't a good thing.
Yeah.
But, that'll be good. It's fishing season, and, of course, turkey season. You mentioned that, too. So, yeah, it's not like you get your summer pretty well planned.
Yeah, a lot of outdoor activities planned for the summer.
Then you'll be a senior next year?
Yeah, I'll be a senior next year.
All right. Looks like they are warmed up. Hohner is set to go. First man he faces is the top of the order, and Nathan Johnson. Nathan swings and misses. Nothing in one. 3-0, Dodgeville leading. We are in the top of the sixth inning here And the Dodgers have the bases packed. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball. One ball and one strike. Thomas, he'll just, a lot of times he'll just, nothing on it. It's like, I'm going to get a strike here. That time he missed, but he can kind of float him in there, try to find the zone. This time he comes with a little more spin on it. And that one is swung on and a foul back. Strike two.
Yeah, I think Thomas is a little bit more accurate when the pitch is a little bit slower, but like you said, Phil, he can really float them in the zone and
yep.
Swing and miss.
Gets the ball back from the umpire and heads back to the mound. Pitts at third, jabs at second, lateral at first, and Miller ready for the 1-2. There's the pitch, and that is outside for a ball. So Hohner just missed on that one, it looks like. Count is 2-2. Graber due next for the Dodgers. Hohner ready. The pitch popped up by the batter behind second base. Who's got it? Shortstop back makes the grab. Wasinger pulls it in for out number three. And Hohner and the Hornets get out of it. In the inning, no runs. There were two hits. No errors. Three left aboard for the Dodgers. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0. Dodgeville leads Richland Center in high school baseball from WRCO Sports.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. I'm Phil Nee. Hayden Burke is our guest here as well. Richland Center manager extraordinaire announcer. Wes Bosworth stands in. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Wasinger and Gauld due for the Hornets. Three runs down in the bottom of the sixth. Johnson has gone the distance tonight for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. And the pitch, that one is going to be ripped toward third. Slow roller picked up by Otterbaum. The throw high and wide at first base. And down the line, the Hornets have a base runner. Wasinger will be the batter. Just got to make contact lots of times and make him make the play, don't you?
Yeah. Like this, that could have been an easy out. Unfortunately, he missed the throw, but sometimes you get lucky in that way, I suppose.
Yep. That's baseball. Runner at first base now. Dodgeville has taken advantage of some Hornet errors tonight as well. Here's the pitch. This one, high fly to right field. Coming on the right fielder, the center fielder, and Graber, the right fielder, makes the call and the catch. One away.
From my angle over here, it looked like them two were going to smack right into each other.
Yep. Last-minute call there by the right fielder. Bosworth gets back to first base. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Coach Ryan Lemke giving the call over at first base. We'll see Isaac Gauld now. The pitch to Isaac. It's taken for a strike. Teague Perkins due next for the Hornets in the last of the sixth. Johnson ready. The pitch. That is down low a bit.
Teague's another kid that has a lot of power. If he puts that ball in play, it could fall in some unfortunate positions for the defense.
That would be a nice spot to do it right here. The pitch, curveball is high for ball two. 2-1 to Isaac Gauld. Bosworth gets the lead over at first by a couple of paces. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield shaded a bit toward left field. Hornets trying to poke one in. 2-2 is high for ball three. Full count offering.
Got to protect the plate in this kind of situation.
Full count. Now Johnson steps off the mound for a time and now is back out working from the stretch.
You almost wonder if there's more pressure on the batter when it's full count because you got to swing, but you also need to make sure that it's not swinging at a ball. So.
And a swing and a miss by Gall. That is the out. And it looked like he swung at a pretty good pitch. Fastball from Johnson. There are two away. So that will bring up Teague Perkins, who had a hit last time. One for two today. Delivering a ball is Johnson. One ball and no strikes. Bosworth remains at first base, gets a bit of a lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to Teague. Johnson coming right at it. He's attacking the Hornet lineup here in the sixth inning. 1-1 offering. The curveball is called strike two. Ethan Haiti on deck for the Hornets. Hoping to have an at-bat here in the sixth inning. Bosworth leads at first. 1-2 offering. Runner going. The pitch is called strike three. And Perkins is called out. That will do it for the Hornets in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left aboard. To the seventh we go tonight in Richland Center. Live baseball from the Southwest Conference. It is Dodgeville leading the Hornets 3-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Thomas Ohner is on for his second inning of work on the mound for Richland Center. He'll be facing the 2, 3, and 4 Dodgeville batters. Dodgers leading it 3-0 here in Southwest Conference baseball. Ball goes around the horn and back to Thomas. Graber will be the batter for the Dodgers. Veteran coach Pat Riley. Always enjoy talking with him. Had a conversation with him. Went in there. I thought he was deep in thought. His son Ryan said he was sleeping, but no, I think he was thinking, the thinker. Ohner is set for the Hornets here on the top of the seventh inning. From the windup, the pitch to Graber, it's fouled straight back. Nothing in one. Well, Hayden, the Hornets at this point try to get back to the dugout and get back to it, not give up any more runs.
Yeah, they can't give up any more runs here, and they got to put the sticks to the ball in the next at-bat, otherwise something's going to come to an end.
Nothing in one. Yep, the pitch is called a strike. Nothing in two.
You know, like I mentioned, it just seems super quiet down there. I mean, compared to other games we've done together, this is pretty quiet down in that dugout.
Here's the pitch, rock toward first down the line, fair ball. Staying fair, Graber is going to run around second. Here's Salazar picking it up in the right field corner, brings it in. It's a double for Graber. Boy, he couldn't have thrown that any better down the line.
Yeah, that was close.
So that'll bring up Riley Berg, runner at second base, and nobody out here in the seventh inning. Dodgeville leading it 3-0. Ohner looking in for the target. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Curveball, swing, and a miss. Berg getting around on one. And back to do it again. We'll be back to do it again on Monday with a high school baseball broadcast from Ithaca. The Bulldogs take on DeSoto. Curveball is taken for a ball. One ball and one strike. Do you have any wild weekend plans there, Hayden?
No, I got a graduation party to go to tomorrow, and
ooh.
Sunday I think we're just going to chill out.
Sounds like a good plan. Here's a little flare towards center field. Coming on the center fielder, Brady Dosh. No, it's going to drop in there. Hornets, not sure if they again, it looked almost like they misjudged that ball, but it drops in there. Graber stayed at second because he thought it was going to be caught. There are two on with nobody out, and Ben Hawkinson, number five, will be the batter. Your graduation parties are starting already, huh?
Yeah. I got to go all the way to Melrose.
Melrose, wow. Butters lead at 1-2. The pitch dug out and ripped toward third. Foul. Down the line for strike one. Nothing and one. Well, I have been there before. You name it, and I probably broadcast a game from somewhere. Or at least that team. You're starting your graduation party this early. That's you're going to be really hitting the ham sandwiches and barbecues pretty early. Changeup bounce toward third. Again, that's foul. Strike two. Nothing and two to the batter. Timeout for the baseball to be retrieved. Not sure if the umpires are out of baseballs, but waited for that one to come back in. Owner gets it back, heads to the mound, and ready. Hawkinson. Now a pickoff move to second for the Hornets, and the runner's back in time. So Lane Miller now playing at the shortstop spot after starting the game pitching. Here's the deal. That one is going to be bounced toward third. Gall looking for it. Can't find it. Dodgeville going to come around third. Throw to the plate. Tag, and they got him. McDonald puts the tag on. And Graber is out trying to score. So one away. Berg goes to second. Hawkinson at first. And the batter will be Noah Pitts. Good recovery by the Hornets to at least get it out on that play.
Yeah, if that would have scored, it would have been hard for the Hornets to bounce back.
So 3-0 the score. Dodgeville continues to lead it, failing a chance to build that lead.
Courtesy runner for Dodgeville coming in.
Carson Muldrum now running at first base. And Noah Pitts will be the batter. He has walked, grounded out, and singled. Runners leading at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Owner deals a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. One away in the top of the seventh inning. 3-0 Dodgeville here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. 0-1 offering. That one is taken for a strike. Two strikes. Thomas Owner come across with a good one there. His second inning of work. Checks the runner at second. And here's the pitch. That one inside, it hit him. And they are loaded up again. Riley Berg goes to third. Muldrum goes to second. Pitts at first. And Aiden Murphy will be the batter. Timeout for a conference at the mound. Sometimes these conferences, more than anything, just a chance to give the pitcher a little bit of relief. You don't even maybe talk that much strategy or baseball, but you just go out and kind of ease the burden a little bit. Ryan Lemke out, talking with the umpire, giving his pitcher little bit more time out there.
Something happened. Dodgeville fans are clapping.
I think the Hornets were looking at possibly whether or not that hit him. I think maybe that was the appeal, and it held up. So Pitt stays at first, hit by a pitch, and Aiden Murphy, 0-for-3 on the day, stands in. He takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets trying to get back on the winning track. They had a pretty good streak going there for a while earlier this year. Runners lead at 1-2 and 3. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. One
gotta
ball.
Gotta keep them from scoring here, Phil. Got to.
Yep, very key. One's across the board. One ball, one strike, one out in the top of the seventh. Force at any base. Honer with the pitch. Curveball is going to be flared towards shallow left. Haney waiting on it. Now has to come in. It's going to drop in for a base hit. The run will come in to score. Throw to third. Not in time. It kind of scoots by, and it's backed up by the catcher, McDonald. 4-0 now in favor of the Dodgers. Berg scores from third. Muldrum goes to third on the play. Pitts goes to second. Murphy at first. It's an RBI and a hit.
Looks like Isaac Gold shooken up on the play. Slow to get up, and it looks like he's going to meet with Coach Lemke.
So, it looks like he's going to stay in the game and be all right, but they're going to give him a little bit of
a breather.
A breather,
here.
Yep. And conference at the mound right now. Again, 4-0. Dodgeville in the lead. They have added to the advantage here. Make that three hits in the inning, an error and a hit batsman.
Almost looked like he got slid into. He fell right to the ground, but maybe he was just trying to retrieve that ball. It's so hard to tell from up here, but.
Yeah, he was trying to retrieve it. The throw was a little low, I think.
Looks like he's already staying in the game, so.
Good. Brady Jabs will be the batter. Here's the pitch. That one is called low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Jabs on three times, make that two times today. He had a hit last time. Runners lead at 1-2 and 3. Honer ready, the pitch. Ripped toward first base, picked up by the pitcher, throws home, and in time, McDonald, the catcher, pulls in a low one, and the force, the plate, is out number two. On the play, Pitts goes to third, Murphy to second, Jabs at first on the fielder's choice. And the hitter will be Joey Otterbaum, number 14. Joey looking for his first hit today. Looking at the Hornets' seventh inning, they'll have the 8, 9, and 1 batters up. At least four runs down. Honer ready. Here's the pitch. And that one is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets have struggled scoring runs this week. Here's the pitch. Changeup is taken for a strike. 1-1.
This has been the longer side of an inning, I would say.
This has been a long inning. This is the eighth batter to hit for Dodgeville. Here's the pitch. That one is high and tight, and ball two. The Hornets were shut out on Monday by River Valley and shut out on Tuesday by Prairie du Chien. And scoreless tonight here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit to left field, hooking foul. Haney over to the left field corner and going to run out of room. That's a foul ball. Fortunately.
Yeah, he would have straightened that out. That would have been
a long home run. It would have been in the swamp. You wouldn't have been able to find the ball probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to find the ball and would have been four runs coming through. So I think everybody's putting their hands together for that one.
Calling time, standing back in is Joey Otterbaum. 2-2. Here's the pitch from Honer. That one is upstairs. Full count now on the batter. Boy, did it turn cool. I'm telling you about when, you know, it's 80 degrees. I didn't expect to need a coat tonight. Should have been smarter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Three outs. As Honer gets the K, his first strikeout since coming out in relief last inning. Dodgeville adds what they hope is an insurance run, One run, and they do it with the aid of three base hits. There was an error, and three left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh, 4-0. Dodgeville, three outs away, and the Hornets will be coming up in the bottom of the seventh next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ in Gotham, in the Log Building.
I'm Phil Nee, joined by Hayden Burke for the game tonight. We've had various guests up here tonight. Hayden, the manager, one of the managers for the Hornets, and it's the bottom of the seventh. Ethan Hady is in, and here's the first pitch, and it's called a strike.
Oh.
Throwback from the catcher was a fastball, almost went into center field. Nothing and one to Hady. Nathan Johnson trying to finish it off for Dodgeville. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball. Doesn't it look like Nathan has really cranked it up? I don't think he's thrown this hard all night. First couple of pitches.
Yeah, he's looking to get out of here without any base hits. And
here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and they got him. That'll be strikeout number six for Johnson on the day, and that'll bring up number seven, Avery McGlynn. He has singled and flown out.
You made a good point, Phil. He is throwing some heaters right now. And like you said, the hardest he's throwing all night from what it looks like up here.
Trying to finish it off. There is a strike on McGlynn. Nothing and one.
Wow.
Brady Dosh in the top of the order. Due next for Richland Center.
He got an energy boost or something going on.
Nothing and one. Here comes the pitch. That one drops low. And the count is 1-1. Brewers currently trailing 5-4. It's been a seesaw battle in Houston tonight. Back to the pitcher. Here's the 1-1 offering. That one is taken for a strike.
Wow.
One ball, two strikes to the hitter.
Hats off to Nathan for the pitching he's doing right now. I mean, just absolutely throwing bombs.
Here's the next pitch. This one bounced foul outside of third. Baseball final in the Swall. Darlington 13, Fenimore 3. Time for the baseball to be retrieved behind home plate. One away in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 offering. Fouled back by McGlynn. Guards the plate well.
Yeah, he's got to keep on swinging and make sure if he doesn't swing, it's the right time not to swing here. Already one down for the Hornets. Just trying to stay alive here.
Go up and have some fun. Try to guard the plate. 1-2 now, and Johnson looking down for the sign, shakes off a pair of signs, and now here is the 1-2 offering. Bouncing ball to third. Glove there by Otterbaum. The throw across the diamond, and they got him. Two away now.
Wow.
Well played on the Dodgeville infield, and Brady Dosh will be the batter. Both teams have had a few errors tonight. The Hornets with four, Dodgeville with three. And, of course, I'm unofficial, but there are a couple of them that were pretty obvious. Time is called. Dosh is in. Brady looking for his first hit tonight. The Hornets down to their last out. Johnson from the windup, the pitch. Foul ball and out of play. Strike number one. So you're going to come back next year and help out with all the programs again, are you?
Yeah, I plan on doing basketball, football, and maybe football, or maybe basketball, or baseball again.
Good. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Johnson. I just enjoy watching the watching the sports and watching how hard these guys work.
Well, you do a good job. Appreciate you coming up to help us tonight. Nothing in two from the batter. Nathan Johnson from the windup. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes to Brady Dosh. Lane Miller in the hitter's circle. He'd like to have another at-bat tonight. Baseball goes back to Johnson. Nathan not in jeopardy of not being able to finish because of the pitch count tonight. 1-2 offering down low. That one scoots by the batter and back to the screen.
Yeah, that hit the dirt before it got to the plate.
Took off, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, but, I mean, he's still just throwing the best of that he has all night.
Save the best for last. Got a little kick at the end. 2-2, here comes the pitch. That one is going to be bounced toward first. Backhanded by Berg. This will do it.
Wow.
He's on the bag for out number three, and that will do it for the Hornets in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Tonight's final score, Dodgeville 4, Richland Center 3. Well, Hayden, thanks for your good work tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Phil. It's always an honor to be up here with you, and I hope you have a busy schedule next week, staying busy. And
yeah, we do too. That means that local teams are winning then.
Yeah, sure does.
We stay busy. All right, well, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
That is Hayden Burke joining us on WRCO. Tonight's final, 4-0. Dodgeville gets the win. Coming up next, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back here to our coverage from the Richland Center High School Sports Complex. Well, the Dodgers scored enough to win it in the opening inning as they scored a run there. They added two runs in the fifth and an insurance run in the seventh to win it 4-0 tonight over the Richland Center Hornets, who are shut out for the third time in the conference this week. Tough sledding against some teams they beat earlier this year, but bats have kind of gone a little bit south for the Hornets, trying to put it all together. They had four hits this evening. Dodgeville wound up with a total of seven. There was a time when the Hornets were out hitting them. The Dodgers picked up two hits in the sixth and three in the seventh at the end of the ball game, and they get the win. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. We talk about that each and every high school event that we broadcast, but I think we go to a good stretch of pitching for Nathan Johnson tonight, who is the winning pitcher for Dodgeville, and he put up some zeros in those middle innings, and he had a 1-2-3 fifth inning. That was certainly key. The Hornets had a threat in the fourth inning when they had loaded the bases, but Johnson able to get out of it. So those fourth and fifth innings, kind of the turning point in the game. Duncan Rewards, rewarding the great play of high school athletes, and we appreciate you listening tonight to High School Sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Duncan in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Duncan.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's grilling department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Experience the joy flowers can bring at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. You'll find a wonderful selection of hanging baskets and patio plants that are sure to please. Make someone smile with beautiful fresh-cut flowers. Pick from ready-to-go bouquets, or we can create a one-of-a-kind arrangement for you. Honor the memory of loved ones with custom silk floral arrangements, specially designed for cemetery urns and monuments. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
Nothing. The final, Dodgeville gets the victory here over the Richland Center Hornets. The Dodgers picking up the run in the opening inning, which was enough. They're led at the plate tonight by Jack Graber, who goes 2-for-4 with an RBI and a double. It was Riley Berg going 2-for-4 as well. 1-for-3 for Noah Pitts, and 1-for-4 for Aiden Murphy with an RBI. On the Hornets side, 1-for-3 for Wes Bosworth. Teague Perkins is 1-for-3. Ethan Haiti is 1-for-2 with a walk, and 1-for-3 for Avery McGlynn on the evening. The win goes to pitcher Nathan Johnson, who goes the distance, striking out 6 and walking 1 in 7 innings of work and giving up a total of 4 hits. On the other side, Lane Miller goes into the 6th inning. He strikes out a total of 5. He hit a batter and also walks a pair. And Thomas Hohner came on in the 6th inning and gave up a total of 3 hits. Able to get out of the 6th inning, but gave up 3 hits in the 7th. And Dodgeville scored, and at that point, an insurance run. So Miller gets the loss. Johnson gets the win. And the Dodgers improve to 10-11 overall. Hornets fall to 5-11 with the loss. The next action coming up, perhaps Adam's Friendship. We're not exactly sure whether they will keep that on the schedule or not, but it is scheduled next week. And the Hornets are also slated to open WIAA tournament play at Portage on Thursday night. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. And this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for more high school sports next week. We'll be at Ithaca. That's the plan on Monday for a Ridge and Valley battle against DeSoto. Until that time, thank you so much for joining us. Tim Feed, our engineer, and for Hayden Burke, who joined us here earlier on the broadcast as well. This is Phil Nee saying good night, everyone. Congratulations to the Dodgeville Dodgers on tonight's 4-0 victory over the Richland Center Hornets. Good night, everyone. From the Richland Center High School Sports Complex, you've been listening to High School Baseball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center track teams are preparing for the WIAA Regional on Monday. This past week, they were a part of the Southwest Conference meet. Fran Ewing is the head coach of the RC track teams.
The kids just did their best. They trained for all year. Ryan Stadler, he stepped it up in the 3200. He got second place, and he had a PR in the 2 mile of 10:36. So he's doing really well there. And Malachi Fretz, of course, ran the 1600 and the 800, and he got second in the 1600, but he ran 4:36, and then the 800 he did get first, and he his PR is 202, so he's looking really good in that. So I was impressed with the distance. They did really well. And then we do have a freshman, Harrison Carpenter, who's coming along really good in the 800. We also have the 4x4 relay. They did really well. They won first place at conference. They ran a 434. Grayson Banker and Robert Budden and Fletcher Harper and Malachi Fretz. So, but all the kids stepped it up. That